Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. What a lovely summer's day it is for the Nobody Panic podcast with me, Stevie.
And me, Tessa. A beautiful blue summer sky. We're in August, maybe.
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 It comes out.
Don't know when you're listening. Is it August?
We recorded this episode on Christmas Day.
2007.
Which actually is a good year for this to bring up because it was around that time, I mean, my whole life, but I realised I just hate summer. Like, I hate summer and I love winter and autumn. But that has changed now. Now I respect and enjoy both seasons in a balanced, moderate way. But before, I would actually get really upset. I remember 2007 specifically because I was at uni and it was like, and we stayed, I think I stayed over the holidays to work catering, I think. And it was so hot all the time. And I just hate it. And we'll go into depth. That's not the end of what I'll be saying about that. But Tessa's always been like, I'd say too into summer. It's just like, come
I would
on.
Say, describe it as pathological.
Yeah, bit of an issue. And too, because also then in winter, it's awful.
That's what happens if you are a true child of summer, is that winter for you is an endless hellscape. So this episode is going to be about how to learn to love summer, how to cope with summer if you're not a natural summer person, how to embrace it, how to get through summer if that doesn't come naturally. How to cope with summer, basically.
Tessa, what is the adult thing that you have done this week?
Mine is quite involved. Mine involves... Okay. Okay, so I live in a very nice building. Some people remember that I used to live in a basement and I was extremely unhappy. And now I live on the fourth floor and I can see the sky. Oh, mwah, 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 thrilled. And to add to the excitement, I can climb out. Well, there's a roof, basically. And I have been out there all summer on this roof. And then yesterday in the wind, the door blew off. The door blew off. And it's not completely clear. It's all sort of, it's like a little rickety. It's not completely clear if you're supposed to be on the roof, basically. And I just haven't asked anyone. And nobody's found out yet. But the door was already like completely rotten. And
oh, wow.
I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I can't go and get help from anybody else in the building because nobody knows I'm up here. And now I've come up here and literally like smashed the roof off its hinges like I'm Thor or something. So I went back down, got my screwdriver, and I undid all the hinges that were just onto the rotten bit and put them back on, but on like the stronger bit of wood, on my own, lifting this like oak door that I wedged up with a couple of bricks, but and also in silence so nobody in the building would hear me. And I put the door back on and nobody knows.
That's amazing.
I know. I was so excited. When I started taking the hinges off, I thought, this is fucked. I've broken this. I was literally thinking, I was like in my head being like, okay, I go to the door shop. I get a doorman. I say, don't tell anyone why you're in the building. I sneak him up here. Like I was like thinking what to do. And then I was like, oh my God, it's gonna work. And I had to say like, thank you, door. Like anyway, so I fixed it. Whew.
That is an absolute delight. Well done.
Thank you. I really was like, what an emotional journey this was.
Excellent. Mine is less, I mean, it's not. I feel like, you know, like when you're young and then you meet actual grown-ups and they have like comments about younger people or like the generation below. I feel like that's a very adult thing to have. It's not a nice thing. I think you should try and avoid judging others. But you can't help it because you're now an old person seeing young people doing, like, making mistakes. You've learned lots of things. You're very wise, like Grandmother Willow.
It's basically the transition from relating to The Little Mermaid to relating to King Triton.
Yes, and also that, also realizing that that reference in and of itself is like an old person reference now, you know? Anyway, my adult thing is that I, look, I've watched the Gen Z comments about millennials, and yes, I have felt triggered because I apparently there's a thing going around that we've both seen and you may have seen as well, which is like, comments on TikTok from Gen Z about millennials, and it's just them taking the piss out of like how millennials like Harry Potter, how they feel like they can't do adult things. Brilliant. This is what the entire podcast is about. Thanks, guys. You know, they do a lot of good stuff. They're very like pro climate change. They like TikTok is fun. It doesn't look like it's some sort of poison hellscape like Twitter is and Facebook. Like, we're the Facebook generation. That's way worse. All of this sort of stuff. You're like, the Trump thing as well. Like, you know, they bought all of the tickets so that the Trump rally was empty. Great. But then I saw my first thing, which made me be like, ah, they're mad and I don't relate to them and I'm worried about the kids. And I was like, oh, that's the most adult thing I think I've ever thought in my life. Oh, I'm worried about the kids. And it was, and it's gone viral. It was a girl doing a TikTok who's been broken up with, or her relationship has ended, with an equally young boy, probably like 16 to 18 or something, called Cole. And she's crying, not that this is a thing, but not like, oh, I'm just like going to cry a bit and put the camera on me. Like, she's probably like ugly crying, which is terrifying. So her first instinct was to get her phone and film herself doing that, which I find so disturbing. Like, have a cry, be in your feelings. And then captions being like, for the girl that like, for the Cole's next girlfriend, I just want you to know that he needs to live his life. Okay. Just let him live his life. That's tip number one for how to go out with him. Tip number two is like basically giving tips to the next girlfriend while ugly crying and showing pictures of them two together. They're children, essentially. Like, it's so bad for you what you are doing. And I felt really like, oh no, we need to take everyone's phones. This can't happen. And I felt like a very old person because that's what like you hear generations before they said about television, like, oh, these youth, they're watching television, their mind's gonna rot. Or like in the internet, like, oh, then that did happen, oh, their mind's gonna rot. And now I'm like, their minds are rotting because of TikTok. And now, yeah, so I feel like an adult because I was concerned about younger people.
Oh, that's very nice. I felt genuinely gleeful watching it. I've watched it so many times and I was like this because I had felt like, oh, Gen Z, like, they're really good guys. And I was like, oh no, you're completely deranged.
You're just like us.
Mad teenagers. But now you've got phones. I was like, this is the maddest shit I've ever seen. Not just the ugly crying at the beginning. The fact that she's like, be smaller next woman. Like, don't, like, make his life good, you know?
Absolutely. Like,
this is for Cole. And it's saying, I will be better. I will be smaller. Don't be with people who don't make you happy, who you have to, anyway.
They're so young that all of this, like, of course everyone will make that mistake, but the fact that you're making it on TikTok and it's so disturbing.
To millions and millions of people.
I don't want to be mean, but...
I felt absolutely gleeful. I felt like, there was the first time I was like, yes, the wealth of experience is pleasant. It's because the other day during the heat wave, I was walking along, I went home to the countryside, and I was walking along by the river, thinking like, oh, this is beautiful. And I'd been swimming in the river and it was full of like teenagers. And I was like, oh, look at them. Look at those kids go. And then this group of girls went, oh my God, the boys from the year above are coming. And my heart just like,
yeah, I'm so glad. I never want to be young again. I do not want you.
And I literally was like, we were all, me and them. I was like, I'm not in part of this. We're all looking around for like where the boys in the year above are. And then this boy group of, you know, children, but man, were they sexy children, were like, were coming for us.
Okay.
They were teenagers, let me just clarify. Yeah. But like, the more, the older you get, the more that you're like, the more that you see the age that you were when you were like, I've got this under control. Especially as a teenage girl, when you spoke to older men and you were like, yeah, they're treating me as a peer here. Like, and then you, the older you get, see a teenage girl and you're like, oh my God, like, that's a baby. That's a tiny baby.
And the difference between the year above and your year is negligible and not a thing. And also the amount of drama and stress and tension about what wouldn't even make you flinch or blink now. Yeah. It's so relieving to be like, I'm so glad I don't have that in my life anymore.
It's like, it's a gleeful like, oh, I'm out. I don't have to do that anymore. As in it was like, oh, I was being really jealous of Gen Z. And now I'm like, I don't have to be jealous. It wasn't about her personally. I was like, I wanted to give her a big hug and be like, let's talk about boys. But it made me gleeful in a like, oh, they, because I think it's this. It's like, we look at that younger generation and be like, how have you got your shit so much together? When we were your age, we were all wearing like a Gap fleece and we looked terrible. And now you are all incredibly cool and you all look like you're in Little Mix. And that's why I've been feeling all of those feelings. And then I was like, oh, they just
that's
kids.
It.
They just.
Yes, that's the feeling. Okay, great. Summer.
Let's get summer. In.
As a child, my memories of summer as a child are, and I was outside in the garden a bit, but like it would be, I didn't have very many friends and I would read all the time in my room with the door shut. And my parents had to be like, do you want to go out? And I'd be like, no. And then it was like, please do. And then it would be like the evening and it'd be like, we're having dinner in the garden. And then I would be dripping in sweat because I hate wasps and be like, I'm going to have dinner indoors. And they'd be like, no, have outdoors. Some wasps come over. I freak out. I end up having it indoors on my own anyway. Summer to me is me being indoors and feeling really stupid. And like, I'm like, what? Why can't I enjoy it like everyone else? I'm so stupid. Then fast forward to the difference between summer clothes and winter clothes and how like, that like suddenly it's like, well, now what? I've got to get my arms out and my legs out and wear all these small, I don't want to wear small clothes. I don't like wearing small clothes. And lots of stress about that. And not having the money to do things like buy, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's fine. Just invest in a very clean, long line, good quality white t-shirt. And then that goes to everything like, cool, you invest in it. I have £5. I'd basically be walking around constantly feeling like I was wearing the wrong thing that didn't fit because it didn't, that was cheap and I looked bad because I did, and I could dress in winter a lot easier. And then everyone around you just keeps going, isn't it great? And you're like, I don't like it. I'm weird. What is wrong with me? But now it's nice. Now, when it's a sunny day, I'll be inside doing some work or whatever. And I'm just enjoying the fact that it's a lovely bright day rather than being like, I should be outside immediately. Why aren't I outside? And that was my first big one, is that I think a lot of the problems with the seasons will... Look, guys, a lot of the problems we have with the seasons are based on like things that aren't... It's not actually the season that's the problem. It's something to do with you, whether it's that you don't like wearing small clothes because you're not very confident about your body, or whether it's like you're... too frightened of wasps for an adult, and that is wrong. You can't help those things. So you just have to be like, okay, there are certain things. What can I do to minimize and help and like help those things? For example, a few years ago, it was like, well, I don't like getting my arms out, but I'll get my calves out. A lot of three-quarter length trowel going on. Maybe I don't like really like tight clothes, but there are lots of like wafty clothes. Get some wafty clothes. And I think the problem is as well, like it becomes this thing where you're like, well, in winter I'm this. And then in summer I become this sort of like weird wafty hippie woman that I don't really recognize. But it takes time to kind of like find out what your summer, basically what your like summer look is and what your winter look is. And it sounds so superficial to say that it's so based in looks. But unfortunately, that is the society that we live in. And I do think a lot of hatred of summer is for people is rooted in like, I don't know what to wear.
Let's begin with the clothing, because I think that's people's, as you say, the biggest one. The dressing thing, I think, has to come from a place from within rather than like, oh, everyone will think this if I'm wearing the wrong thing. And I think so often it is winter people being like, but I want to wear my big boots and my trousers and my long sleeved things and all my safe, nice gear that I'm tucked in and I'm safe, and now I'm boiling hot and you're expecting me to wear an open-toed sandal, but I hate my toes or my knees are out or all of this thing. Yeah. And then be like, and then it becomes this horrible like, oh, it's because I hate all the parts of my body. And backpedal yourself to go and listen to our body positive episode.
That was a good one.
I think it is a good one. And I think it's like, oh, this is really deep and really insidious and really terrible that we're all like, oh, but my knees are too horrible. You're like, who gives a shit about your knees? They're just a lovely joint that bends and now you can walk and also do the can-can. That's what the point of a knee is. You can't have it's not possible to have a bad...
Medically, that's what your knee
that's
is for,
what it's
the can-can.
For. Like, it's impossible to have one that's like not a nice one. And again, like, it's very difficult for most people who have seen a magazine that featured like a red circle of shame around someone's knee, you know?
Remember, oh my God, I used to work at those magazines and I would be responsible for
She was drawing the hoop on the bad knee. I distinctly remember an article, possibly in the Daily Mail, the female section, the most women-hating thing maybe to exist on the planet, that was like, can you wear shorts? And then it was a quiz that basically only like only a fraction of people would survive the quiz to be like, yes, you can wear shorts. But they were like, oh, hey, have you got knees like Beyonce? Otherwise, cover them up. And I was like, what's Beyonce's knees like? And why can't we all... I never thought before to be like, oh, knees are a crisis area. But here was this whole page being like, your knees are too ugly. Get them out. Get them and get them
well,
away.
It's like I remember that thigh gap thing. And when I was like, I remember when I first saw it and I was like, what's that? And then it was like, oh, it's where your thighs don't touch. And I was like, oh, mine do. I'd never before thought
We didn't know it was a word before.
Of that.
And now suddenly we're like oh, yeah. Oh. Mm. Like, imagine if I invent the elbow challenge and everyone's like, what? And then you'll be like, sorry, you all failed it. You didn't know it was a problem, but now it's a problem. I'm not even going
to
tell you what
to have elbows.
Yeah, but
to
you
have elbows.
The elbow challenge is very specific and will become a real. It'll become a real hit.
Yes, but what I mean is sometimes it's so it's very like body image things are very deep rooted and often can take a lot of time to unpick and unpack.
Yes.
And you don't. And in the meantime. What I'm trying to say is that you don't have to wear a crop top in summer.
Absolutely not.
You do have to embrace
kimonos. The idea that some of the... We're not saying crop top and hot pants. Though, I am saying, live your truth. Put them on.
Oh my God, do wear a crop top and hot pants.
Wear them. It is quite thrilling. I've recently got myself a pair of like denim shorts recently. Do I look like Taylor Swift in them? No. Am I committing to wearing them? Yes.
Of course. I'm like, you should wear whatever makes you comfortable.
Why not? Well, they're more like, it's more of like, fuck you, is the establishment is the wrong word. I mean, like, fuck you, my own brain, for the last 25 years. Like,
that's what it is, fuck you, my own brain.
Fuck you, my own brain, who said, like, this was the most embarrassing, I could never, ever wear these. I'm like, fuck you, I'm wearing them. Here I am. Look, no one gives a shit. You do have to go through a bit of a process of like, yeah, fuck you. And we're not saying put on the tiny, tiny clothes, but do be like, why am I not, is anything because like, if the end of the sentence is like, because I hate my insert body part, be like, you've just got to do that bit of jump to be like, that's not fair. Fuck you, my own brain. Yes, I can be allowed to put my arms out. Like, yes, I can wear this big floaty, you know, and start with the big floaty stuff and then be like, oh my God, I feel so much cooler and better. And now I'm not like sweating and also wearing the big stuff. And everyone's saying like, why are you wearing such, just take your jumper off. And you're like, no, I hate all of it. And so just like finding the right gear that makes you be like, oh, this is cool and nice. And actually it is more pleasant to be something cool in the summer.
Yeah.
You want a gateway drug, a transition smock, if we may.
A big shirt that you put over the top of that's very cool.
Very cool. Something that you're like, oh, I can still get that winter safety of the like the long sleeve, the feeling, but I can also do it in a cold. Oh, we're saying cool in a cold way. You know, I can still be. It doesn't have to be heavy to be covered up and light and safe. And then slowly edging, being like just experimenting with one arm out and just pop it out for a moment, put it back in,
pop a wrist out.
Yeah. Be like, hey, that's okay, it's okay to have these body parts out. Oh, and I feel like I'm such an aggressive sort of champion of this because I feel like I wasted such a long time being so buttoned to the chin and to the toe, from chin to toe, in the like, no, nothing must come out. And now I'm like, what a waste of time, get it out. Get those arms out. Who gives a shit apart from you? And like, you wear it. Like, get the sun on your skin. Like, you don't have to be sat in a cardigan all the time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Away from like the body positivity thing as well, I have a thing where like we've gone through so many heat waves in the flat that I live in. My flat has floor to ceiling windows and the sun faces it for half the day. It becomes a greenhouse. We don't have air conditioning. Still don't own a fan.
Just buy a fan right now.
Just buy a fan. I'm going to buy it. I'm not saying that like going into your freezer in the middle of the night and just getting like some frozen peas and then like going to bed holding them doesn't do the same thing because tried it, works. Pop it on your chest, that's where you're supposed to keep yourself the coolest. I got a heat stroke and I had like basically it's like frozen peas, frozen corn, frozen like all over my body. And then the night after I went to sleep cuddling a bottle of vodka that I'd put in the freezer. Then I woke up in the morning just cradling a bottle of vodka and felt fine about it. But it was so like that is an alternative if you can't.
Other things that can go in the freezer in a Ziploc bag, pillowcases. And then you can.
Oh my God. That's a great idea.
You're welcome.
Also, like things like as well, my boyfriend said the other day, I don't really like eating outside. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I've started to like it a bit more, but I can't stand it because of wasps. I get really, really stressed and tense. It's like, yeah, there's this whole thing of like, you're weird if you don't like doing, if you don't want to, just don't, you don't have to eat outside. Don't do it.
Just don't. I think that's fine. It. Like for me, I would live, to be honest, I find a house to be a burden and I would live, I would live outside 24/7 if I could. Listen, different strokes for different folks. And the chances are that you can't understand it if somebody wants to do a different thing than you. But you got to be like, okay, no problems. And not be like, this is speaking to children of summer who maybe are corralling their inside friends outdoors. And it's like, but why don't you love it? I don't get it. And then the inside people are like, yeah, you all look like the happy-go-lucky kids. And I guess I'm in this group. But like, if you're in it, embrace it. That's who you are. You're an inside gal.
Yeah.
Be an inside gal.
People are different sort of people. And also it's very neat to go like, some people are really like happy-go-lucky and like winter people are really depressed and sad. You're like, no, that's literally just like the light and the dark nights. And you seem to conflate that with good and evil. And that's not what happens. Actually, what happens is lots of different types of people, like lots of different seasons.
There's no one better or worse. But we do all have to go through the season. So if this is not your favorite one, it's possible to also reach an amicable divorcee situation, a respectful time with the season, and you know, acknowledge it, accept that it has value, that others enjoy it and tolerate it, and or at least sort of, you know,
just be civil with it.
And the ways to be civil are to make sure you're not sweating all the time, and there are so many ways around that. Some, they don't all have to cost money. One simple summer dress or one simple man's shirt or whatever you're into, one will get you through the whole summer. You know, just keep washing it on rotation. Like, you don't have to have an amazing summer collection. You just have like one bit that's like, oh, this is a great dress. Like, this does all the things.
Essentially, like, once you've identified the things that you, the reasons you don't like summer, then you can like address them. So with me, it was clothes and wasps. Wasps can't really address, although coffee grounds, far away from the picnic, or a spoon of honey far away from the picnic, that works really well. So that's a good tip. Clothes. And so the clothes thing, I had to like work. I just decided 1 year I was going to like work quite hard to get rid of that as a barrier, so then I could enjoy myself in summer. Also, I'm like, I'm really pale. So like, well, if you're that bothered about being pale, just like put some fake tan on. Yes, the patriarchy. Well, we shouldn't have to. Who cares? Like, fake tan is fake tan. It's fine. Like, just put some on if it makes you feel better. Whereas I was always like, but my legs are the colour of milk. And like, you just, And then that made me feel so much better about, then it's just, am I too hot? Love that as a problem. That's fine.
There's so many things. You've got your frozen peas. You've got your frozen sheets. You've got all the, you've got a fan. Then the just, I'm too hot is so achievable as a,
I love that this episode, we've essentially been like, how to be a summer person, get a fan, wear summer clothes, and just like live your life. It's like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the list, isn't it? It's like, I don't like the bugs. I don't like myself. I don't like the attitude that everyone's like, hooray, it's this, if you don't personally like it. And I don't like sweating. And those are the crimes that are leveled against summer. And it's possible to hurdle over all of them into a new, like, it's okay, actually. It's okay.
It's all about your own perspective. It's all about not beating yourself up for not wanting to do something.
Absolutely.
That's so
because
fine.
Because if I, a child of the summer, say, like, but don't you just love the idea of swimming in the river? And you're like, no.
No.
No, I fucking don't.
Because the water's very cold. I don't like that, yeah.
Look, you've got to this age now. You like what you like. You don't like what you don't like. Nothing's going to... You don't have to beat yourself up about not liking the things that everyone else does. But I'm saying, don't force yourself into being the girl who's like, I'll just guard the things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're like, I don't even want to fucking be here. I've got things to do. I've got a life.
Things.
You don't have to.
I've got winter to prepare for. I've got to prepare for winter now.
Yeah.
Because I'm so excited about it coming back.
I've got to go home and make a pumpkin or whatever my favorite season is.
Debobble all of my jumpers.
Winter.
So I love winter. I'm so excited for winter. Anyway, look, I'm sure that was one of the most useful and like, insightful episodes.
Helpful episodes. I think it ultimately comes down to both of us shrugging and being like, you like what you like. And
yeah, look, we came up with a title for a podcast, thought it was a good one. I very much did. And to be honest, it was good, but it wasn't as, it was just quite straightforward.
It wasn't as helpful, I think, as we both believed it would be when we began.
Yes, although I do feel good about the whole thing about, like, you just have to do what you would like to do and not let other people make you feel like, you know, summer are light and happy people and winter are dark, depressed
No, it's
people.
Like,
I do stand by
the
that.
The summer, winter people, no one is going to win you round in the debate if you are already, you've already seen everything that summer has to offer. And if you are not impressed with any of those activities, like, you ain't going to suddenly join in. The best that you can hope for is just to, like, be like, okay, I don't have to hate myself for not liking those things. And then I bet it all just has to come down to, like, are you wearing the right thing? You know, are you just too hot and are you stressed out because you've got your winter boots on still? Is that part of the problem that you're like...
Yeah, it's like, are you angry or are you hungry? It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Like, do you hate summer or are you just too hot and uncomfortable? Do you hate winter or are you too cold because you're wearing Converse and gloves around your ankles?
Exactly.
Essentially, yeah, just boils down to that. Look down to your ankles. Are they uncovered in summer happily? Or in winter, have they got gloves on them?
Do you hate summer? Or has someone told you that you hate your knees?
That's very powerful. Okay, we've got to leave on that. Can't even think of anything to top that. Do tweet us. Look, we're running out of podcast episode ideas, clearly.
I don't know if you can tell.
I'm joking. Please do tweet us at NobodyPanicPod. We need some more ideas, I think. Also, it's just quite hot and we're just like, can't think of anything. And tweet me at Stevie M, the S is a 5. I'm also on Instagram with that same moniker. Can we call that moniker? Sure.
I think you smashed that. That's exactly right. I've never confidently used it because it's just the word moniker, isn't it?
It just sounds like the name moniker, yeah.
Mine's so at Tessica. The podcast is at Nobody Panic Pod. The Gmail is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. We always love to receive your messages.
Your Gmails.
Tell us if you like summer. Tell us if you hate summer. Tell us a thing that made you transition to being like, oh yeah, okay, actually.
Okay.
I thought I hated this, but I see that it's all right. Tell us if you've had a fantastic transition from prude to nude and you realized that you had wasted a lot of time not liking a part of your body and then you're like, fuck it, I'm wearing this now. Love to hear
and
that.
And now you're just a naturist.
Now you're just a naturist and you, oh my God.
When I'm old, I've thought this, I'm aiming to be an older woman who goes on naked holidays and just is naked. Because that would be, then I've lived my full life. Like, unable to get my arms out at 21, fully nude at 70. And then there's a journey that's happened there. People, when someone says an old woman who's very happily nude, you want to know their story.
Right. I have become her much too soon.
No, listen to our body positivity episode because Tessa does delve into how she's actually only always nude. That's her default.
And it
now.
Is truly because as a teenager, I would make calculations in my head of like how much money would I pay. I would pay, not even how much to pay me to take all my clothes off right now. How much would I pay to not have to take my clothes off? Crackers. Mm. Absolutely crackers. Whereas now I do it for a packet of Quavers.
Have a lovely nude week. And don't be too hot by a fan. Like, just follow our in very incisive
follow
tips.
Follow these incredibly helpful instructions and just take some of those clothes off because I know you've got too many on. And
yes, I have
strip well. Down. Come on. No one's looking.
Off you go.
Come on.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.